Good evening. This is KGVM 95.9 on your dial. And this is the meditation
to self-realization.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Marion. And we're back for another meditation.
To put us in a beautiful state.
And bring us to a calm frame of mind. So today we're going to start. I'd like to start with our meditation, our pause. A couple minutes to center ourselves and just join together in one heart, in one mind, in one consciousness. So if you are able to close your eyes, do so and take some conscious breaths together. Sit with your spine erect and relax your face. Relax your jaw. Allow your tongue to relax. And breathe slowly and deeply. Relax your shoulders, let them fall. And when you breathe in, feel your chest rise. And as you breathe out, feel your chest fall. Feel your spine relax. And your hands are relaxed. And your legs are relaxed. Try to hold your attention on the next three breaths, inhaling deeply. And exhaling very slow, making your exhale longer than your inhale. Inhale slow and deep. And exhale even slower. If your mind wanders, gently bring it back to your breath. Thank you for breathing together with us. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and join us on our show, Meditation to Self-Realization.
And we're going to do another meditation shortly here with Prithaji. And she's going to talk a little bit about manifesting a beautiful, stress-free life.
And we talk a lot about the beautiful state, and Prithaji really gives a beautiful explanation in this YouTube. It's actually a YouTube video, and you're welcome to look it up on YouTube at any time to do it together with her again. And that's what is called a meditation to manifest a beautiful, stress-free life with Prithaji.
And her name spelled P, like in Paul, REETHAJI. All right, let's get started. I'm going to cue this up. Here we go.
In the first milestone journey today, you will learn about the beautiful state, what it is to live in a beautiful state. You will learn about the power of a beautiful state. And you will also learn a practice for you to manifest heartfelt intentions in your life. You will learn the soul sync practice. Let us live in a beautiful state and walk out of anxiety, loneliness, and stress. I'm very happy to be traveling with you on this 10 milestone journey. This journey is going to be filled with powerful insights and deep meditations, allowing you to experience life that would be very beautiful and peaceful. This journey would be empowering, would be freeing, would be insightful, and would be experiential. Very glad to be with every one of you today. Before we start off on this journey, let me share with you a fable. Many of you would have heard this fable many times, but I would urge you to see it through my eyes. There are two monks, Yes Me and No Me, who are returning back to the monastery after a day of teaching in a nearby village. Just as they are about to cross a river to get to the monastery, they hear a woman crying. Yes Me goes up to the woman and asks her what was troubling her. The woman says she has to cross the river and get back to her toddler. And at that particular day, the river was full. And she feared that she would not be able to cross the river and get to her toddler. She feared and suffered, thinking that her toddler would cry for her all night. Yes Me, on listening to this, immediately offered to help her. He carried her and helped her cross the river. He dropped her on the other side of the bank. She thanked him profusely and continued to her village, while both the monks, Yes Me and No Me, continued on their walk towards the monastery. After about 30 minutes into the walk, No Me speaks up in a very agitated tone. No Me says, Yes Me, do you know what you have done? Yes Me is very calm still, listens to No Me. Our master said, never look at a woman. You went and spoke to her. Our master said, never speak to a woman. You touched her. Our master says, never touch a woman. You carried her. Do you understand what you have done is a very grave mistake? Yes Me continues to look at him very calmly and says, No Me, I have dropped the woman half an hour ago. It is you who is still carrying her. In this fable, Yes Me and No Me represent two states of mind. Yes Me represents a beautiful state, and No Me represents a suffering state. No Me is agitated before the event, during the event, and after the event. And his inner agitation is not allowing him to act and be present to life. Yes Me is very calm. As he listens to the woman, he is fully present. Then he performs an act of kindness, which helped the woman. I would like to share with you one powerful insight, a revolutionary insight. Every one of us at any point of time are living only in one of two states of being. which means there is no third state of being. We are either living in a suffering or a stressful state, or we are living in a beautiful state. When you are in a suffering state, you feel separate, you feel alienated, and you are not present to life. When you are in a beautiful state, you feel connected, you're being present, and the inner experience is beautiful. A suffering state is a state in which you experience inner disturbance. It is a state in which you feel separate, you feel alienated. You could experience as irritation, frustration, hurt, anger, loneliness, insecurity, sadness, or depression. A beautiful state is a state in which experience of life is beautiful. It is a state in which you feel expanded. It is a state in which you feel connected. You are being present to life. And you could experience it as calm, as joy, as connection, as love. And you could also experience it as togetherness, bliss, or being one. From our observation of working with people, our observation of our inner experience of life and its manifestations in the external world, when you are living in a suffering state, and if you observe your life in a suffering state, you see your problems mount, your confusion mounts, your chaos mounts in life. But when you live in a beautiful state of connection, of joy, of love, of calm and peace, in that state, you enter a new realm where synchronicities unfold, where the randomly moving universe would arrange itself into patterns to fulfill your heart's desires. You would meet people, you'd come across ideas and get into those situations which would allow you to create an extraordinary destiny for yourself and your loved ones. Today, let us learn a practice. It is called the Soul Sync practice, where we have participants across the world do it the first thing in the morning. It is a very short 9-minute practice, but allows you to experience a beautiful state and sets you for the day. At the end of this practice, you will also hold a heartfelt intention that you want to see manifest in your life. The ancient Indians spoke about a region in your brain. It is called the Brahmagarbha region, which is the seat of limitless consciousness. It is that part of your brain between your pineal, pituitary, and the hypothalamus axis. This region in our brain is becoming very important for the brain scientists, but it is also very important for every one of us who are looking at transforming our lives and transforming our experience of life. So let us learn about this practice first. It leads from one step to the other. So even a beginner who's not a meditator can do it. I have seen children as young as 3 years old do it. In the first step, you count your breath with the touch of your thumb and your fingers. So for the first cycle of breath, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth. When you do this practice, and as you bring a gentle touch between your thumb and your fingers, you are increasing your bodily awareness. Let us do the soul sync practice now together. And you're going to count your breath with the touch of your thumb and your fingers. Let us together take 8 conscious breaths. Close your eyes. Be seated in a comfortable position. For the first breath, you will be touching your thumb and your index finger, then your thumb and your middle finger, then the thumb and your ring finger, your thumb and your little finger. And repeat it again for the next 4 cycles of breath. In the next step of the soul sync practice, you're again going to do 8 cycles of breath. But you inhale normally. When you exhale, you make a humming noise that will vibrate your head. So it will be like. When you do a humming noise and when it vibrates your head, there is nitric oxide that is being produced in your sinuses, allowing your body to move to a place of calm. The next step of the soul sync practice, you will again take 8 conscious breaths. But in this step, you're going to bring awareness to the tiny pause that happens between every inhalation and exhalation. That is, you're going to inhale and exhale. There is one tiny pause that happens between every inhalation and exhalation. Please remember, you're not going to hold a pause here, but you're just bringing attention to the pause that happens. You're actually training yourself to become an individual who can be aware. And you can bring intense awareness to your thinking, to your thought, to your inner state. In the next step of the soul sync practice, you're going to inhale. And as you exhale, you're going to chant within yourself, aham, or I am the limitless consciousness. So you're going to inhale and exhale. And as you're exhaling, you're going to chant within yourself, aham, or I am the limitless consciousness. This again would be for 8 cycles of breath. Then you would bring a gentle touch between your thumb and your index finger. And then see yourself expand into light, becoming one with the unitary fabric of life. At this point in the meditation, you feel expanded, you feel calm, you feel one with everything around you. When you are in this state, hold one heartfelt intention that you want to see manifest in your life. See it, feel it, or think very deeply about it if you're not able to visualize. See it happening in your life. Feel it happening in your life. Or think very deeply that it is happening in your life. Say you want to have great health. Visualize yourself being strong or taking a very nice jog or trekking in the hills. Or if you want to heal one particular relationship, see yourself embracing that person with whom you want to sit right your relationship with. Soul sync practice is only 9 minutes, but allows you to set a tone for your entire day. I have met students who do it once a day, who do it in the morning, who do it before getting back to bed at night. I've also seen individuals do it right before they have to enter into a board meeting or something very important in their lives. So let us do the practice together now. Be seated in a comfortable position. Inhale and exhale deep and slow. Let us take 8 conscious cycles of breath. Cycles of breath, inhale. As you're exhaling, make a humming noise that vibrate your head. Just remember, with every breath, you touch your thumb with each of the fingers. For the next 8 cycles of breath, inhale and exhale. Bring attention to the tiny little pause that happens between every inhalation and exhalation. Please remember to count your breath with the touch of your thumb and your fingers. Thank you. for the next 8 cycles of breath. Inhale. As you exhale, chant within yourself. Aham. Or I am the limitless consciousness. Remember to count your breath with the touch of your thumb and your fingers. Bring a gentle touch between your thumb and your index finger. See yourself expand into light. See yourself becoming one with the unitary fabric of life. No separate beings. There is no separate space. See yourself, everything around you, the earth, the trees, becoming one with the universe. Allow yourself to be in the space of expansion. Now hold a heartfelt intention that you want to see manifest in your life. See it happening in your life. Now bring a gentle smile to your face. Open your eyes whenever you're ready. Have a beautiful day. The inner joy, the calm that you're experiencing, make sure you're touching many lives. Namaste.
All right, we have a couple announcements to make. And the first one is there's two events happening in June. ACOM is actually offering a Oneness Yoga Challenge with Sri Pritnaji. That's June 15th to the 21st, and anybody can subscribe. It's for free access. You go to oneness-yoga.org. And I'm going to, after I get done with the second announcement, I'll play an invitation for you. The other event is a benefit concert for KGVM, Bozeman Public Radio, 95.9 FM, or kgvm.org. That event is on Saturday, June 11th, 5 to 11 p.m. at the Rialto in downtown Bozeman. And it's a benefit concert to raise funding for KGVM. We are a public radio broadcasting system, and so we need public funding. There's going to be, I think, four or five bands, and there's going to be a bar that you have to pay for, of course, but there will be a bar set up for 21 and over. Tickets are $20 in advance or $25 at the door. And the cash bar is, like I said, 21 and over. You can contact Robert Crystal. He's available between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Monday through Saturday. And Robert's phone number is 802-343-4635. That's Robert Crystal, 802-343-4635. Or you can call Amy at 406-539-4691. That's Amy, 406-539-4691. They'll have information on how you can obtain advance tickets. And KGVM is also looking for sponsors. So you can sponsor the event, and you would call Amy again to sponsor the event itself at 406-539-4691. And we, Marion and James, we host the weekly show, talk show that you're listening to today, Meditation, Self-Realization. And we'd love to have sponsors, especially specific to yoga or meditation. And if you would love to sponsor us, you can start with as little as $25 per month for an underwriting donation, which is tax deductible. And that gets you a daily mention on the radio station. So you can call Amy again at 406-539-4691 or email kgvmunderwriting@kgvm.org for more information. That's kgvmunderwriting@kgvm.org. All right, thank you. Now, this is a little invitation to the Oneness Yoga that starts on June 15th. And again, that is free to subscribe, free access to it's a 7-day challenge. And
welcome to Oneness Yoga Challenge 2022 to Wake Body Bliss. Your yoga challenge for this year is to activate your chakra power. And this 7-day Oneness Yoga Challenge is created from ancient Himalayan yogic traditions and our own mystic revelations. This year's yoga challenge is a mystic movement of the body. As you stretch and stay, as you tense and relax, chant and focus, breathe and hold. Each day of the challenge, you will manifest energies of stability, delight, courage, love, flow, awareness and oneness. Graceful postures, chanting the mantras, visualizing the yantras, and transforming the rhythms of your breath. As you dance through the yogic movements, you wake up to your body bliss. Life will feel like a celebration. It'll feel youthful and vibrant. I ask you to take up the challenge and join the yogis and yoginis from every nation of the world who will be part of this Oneness Yoga Challenge. Rise to the challenge. The seventh day of the Oneness Yoga Challenge will culminate on the 21st of June, the International Day of Yoga. On this final day, yoga enthusiasts all over the world will form into Oneness Yoga mobs and experience the collective rush of energy, collective surge of oneness through yoga. Be part of Oneness Yoga mobs. Create Oneness Yoga mobs.
Okay. That was the yoga challenge. Again, you can access it. Just go to oneness-yoga.org and you can sign up and subscribe and be ready on the 15th for the 7-day yoga challenge. Now, what I'd like to do is boot up a brief YouTube videos from Prithaji and Krishnaji. And these are relevant to what we were talking about, to live a stress-free life.
The biggest problem the youth of the world face today, that I and Prithaji believe strongly, is the problem of pressure, is the problem of psychological pressure. You, the current generation, are enduring the greatest pressure than anybody else in history. Why is this psychological pressure? Or where is this psychological pressure coming from? Each and every one of us, each and every one of you out there are pressured, are feeling pressure. Peer pressure, parental pressure, education pressure, pressure to look good and beautiful, pressure to look intelligent, pressure to succeed, pressure to make money, pressure to be fashionable, yes. Pressure to be trendy, absolutely. And pressure to win. Every second of your life, you are feeling pressured. And this disease or this pressure that you're feeling, do you think it will go away? Do you think you all can be free of pressure? There is no way you can be free of this pressure. Can you ever avoid pressure from your parents? Can you ever avoid pressure from your friends? Can you ever avoid pressure from your work? Impossible. You cannot avoid these pressures. These pressures are going to be part of your life. But you will need to learn to navigate through these pressures. You need to learn to make decisions and you need to learn to live your life free from this pressure. If you can learn to handle this one single thing in your life, you will conquer everything in life. Your life will be beautiful. Your relationships will be beautiful. Your work will be beautiful. Your friendships will be beautiful. Everything will be beautiful. If you are not able to handle this pressure, you as an adult, when you're growing up, your life is going to be miserable. There are a lot of adults out there who cannot handle pressure. I'm sure you know that very well. You'll be seeing that in your home. You'll be seeing it amongst your parents, your relatives, everyone who are not able to handle pressure. And in fact, when they're not able to handle that pressure, whom are they showing it upon? Yes, you, the kids. That is why it is so important that as you grow up, you don't do that same mistake, that you show it on your kids. Are you all able to understand the seriousness and the importance of transforming your lives? Not only yours, but your friends, your colleagues, everyone. The youth today majority of you out there are heading towards a massive problem. And what is the solution? We have a solution. All of you have a solution. You can't stop the world from putting pressure on you. Pressure will be there, but you must learn not to internalize that pressure and succumb to stress. You have to diffuse pressure. Even in the most toughest of situations, you must learn to diffuse pressure and you must learn to live a stress-free life, which means you must learn to live in powerful states of consciousness, which means you must learn to live the art of living in a beautiful state. If you can do that, you are going to be a different person. You are going to be a magnificent human being, impacting the world in a magnificent way. You will be creating the difference. And that's the vision. The vision of Ekam You Change Makers is to make each and every one of you to live a life where you do not have pressure, where you are able to handle the pressure effortlessly, where you are able to live in a beautiful state and create a beautiful life, beautiful relationships, beautiful work, becoming a beautiful leader, a beautiful parent, a beautiful friend, whatever it may be. Every aspect of your life must become beautiful. That's the purpose of our life, right? And if you want your life to become beautiful, then you also definitely want others' life to become beautiful. Right? It's just not for you. And if that's the case, you need to become a change maker.
I really like that, even though it was dedicated to the youth, because the ACOM does have this youth program. And that's all the way up to age, I think, 35. It goes from like 15 to 35. And they're called change makers. And it's really teaching the younger generation to overcome stress in their life. It's taken me many years to really get on a path that is a direct path to not being so attached to the egoic mind, the suffering state. And as Ritaji talked in the first 20 minutes there, and we did the soul sync meditation, which is a great meditation for relieving pressure if you're feeling it during the day, and just breathing and being still really helps. So I really enjoyed that. Marion stepped out for a while. She's going to Tapas in India starting at the end of the month here. I think she leaves on the 19th of June. So I'll be going solo there. She's actually on a call right now with the group that she's going with. And that's going to be a month of inner work to achieve that beautiful state on a consistent basis. And I know that's what I'm looking for in my life, is consistency to recognize when I'm not in a beautiful state. And that can come from all sorts of things, whether it's pressure, anger, arguments, depression, and to transform and observe it, look at it, accept it, and then move into that beautiful state of love, joy, bliss, and peace. I think this might be an appropriate time. Let's see what Ekam Tapas are all about. This is another YouTube. And we'll give you a little insight onto what Marion's going to be heading into.
Sampurna Jivan Mukti, or total enlightenment, is both self-realization and God-realization. What is the path of self-realization? It is the total cessation of suffering. The edifice of suffering stands on 7 pillars. As each of these pillars is removed, the edifice that has stood for several lifetimes comes to dust, which is Sampurna Jivan Mukti. Jivan Mukti is liberation from ego. Jivan Mukti is liberation from craving. Jivan Mukti is liberation from vasanas. Jivan Mukti is liberation of the body. Jivan Mukti is liberation from mind. Jivan Mukti is liberation from ignorance. Jivan Mukti is liberation from illusory selves. As the edifice of suffering collapses, there is self-realization. This is Ekam Patha, or the path of Ekam. Close your eyes for a few minutes and listen to this teaching in Sanskrit as a shloka.
Ahankaran muktih jivan muktih Trishnan muktih jivan muktih Vasanebhyah muktih jivan muktih Dehan muktih jivan muktih Manasaha vimuktih jivan muktih Agnanan muktih jivan muktih Anatmat vimuktih jivan muktih Esha eva atma sakshatkarah Ayam eva ekam margah
Please open your eyes. What then is the path to God realization? The journey of Bhagavad Sakshatkara or God realization is from aparichaya to ekatva, from being a stranger to God to becoming one with God. This is like the blossoming of a seven-layered lotus bud. As each layer of petal opens, the fragrance from the core of the lotus begins to permeate the world. The first layer of this flowering is apakva, or being immature with God. The second layer of this flowering is adarsha, or being an idealist for God. The third layer of this flowering is anuraga, or being in love with God. The fourth layer of this flowering is daivatva, or the body awakening to divinity. The fifth layer is parabhakti, or being a knower of God. The sixth layer of this flowering is Trapati, or being in surrender to God. The seventh layer of this flowering is Ekatva, or being one with God. This God realization, this is Ekam Patha, or the path of Ekam. Close your eyes for a few minutes. Listen to this teaching in Sanskrit as a shloka.
Prathamastaro utgadhanam apakvatvam ityukte paramatmana saha apakva bhavah dvitiyastaro utgadhanam adarshah इत्युक्ते भगवते आदर्शवादिनः भवितव्यम्। तृतीयस्तर उद्घाटनः अनुरागः ईश्वरेण सह स्नेहभावः। तुरीयस्तरविकसनम् श्रेष्ठभक्तिः भगवद्महिमानां शोधनम्। पञ्चस्तरो उद्घाटनम् परभक्तिः परमात्मनः परभक्तिः। षटस्तरो उद्घाटनम् प्रपत्तिः इत्युक्ते भगवते शरणागतिं भावः। सप्तस्तरो उद्घाटनम् एकत्वम् इत्युक्ते परमात्मने ऐक्यत्वम्। एतदेव भगवत्साक्षात्कारम्। अयमेव एकं पथः।
Please open your eyes. To create oneness in humanity by creating a phase transition in the human collective consciousness has been Sri Amma and Sri Bhagavan's vision for decades. Sri Amma and Sri Bhagavan, with their tireless efforts, have elevated millions of ordinary men and women all over the world into seekers of enlightenment or mukti. This is a phenomenon that had not happened since about 2500 years ago in the world. And Sri Preetaji and I have now taken up the fulfillment of this vision. The vision to create 74,000 Sampurna Jivan Muktas, beings who live with the liberated consciousness. This is the single most important vision of my life. This is why I am on earth. This has been the singular vision of Sri Preetaji. And this is why all of you have taken birth at this point of time. It is to create these Jivan Muktas that Sri Preetaji and I are beginning Ekam Tapas, a 42-day journey divided into 6 weeks on specially designated campuses around Ekam. It is only focused on delivering enlightenment to the seekers and nothing else. It is an intense journey into self-realization and God realization. I want you to understand, these 6 weeks are not progressive levels. This journey is like a circular mandala. You can plug into Ekam Tapas any week and complete the 6 week journey at your own pace. We will only be taking in 108 seekers each week. This is very important. For the last 2 weeks of the journey, you need to be an active Ekamitra who is contributing to humanity's enlightenment. This Ekam Tapas will be led by Ekam Dasas who are themselves in Tapas. And please note that Ekam Tapas is only for the Diksha givers, Ekam meditators, and Ekam Mitras. You need to have earned the spiritual good karma of having given Diksha to others as part of your service for humanity's enlightenment to be able to go through the Tapas. And even though all Diksha givers may apply, this is again important. you will be invited for ekam tapas on a selection basis only. If you are not yet a diksha giver, a mitra or a meditator, your journey begins with participating in an online global diksha event. So, a new phase of our work begins now. A new movement in human consciousness towards oneness begins.
Okay. That's going to pretty much wrap up the show today. I hope you enjoyed it. Kind of a stair-step show. I wanted to be able to present to you how we can move from these, as they call it today, come from the suffering state to the beautiful state through meditation and also through processes that take us out of our ego and into our more blissful mind of acceptance and joy and love. If you want to find out more about ACOM, I would suggest going to acom.org. It's beautiful. There's manifestations. There's a field of awakening. I think there's one going on in Los Angeles here. And this, I think it's going to be happening here in this coming week, this next weekend coming up. Marion and I attended one in Sun Valley last year, and it was just magnificent. You go through the whole process. Tapas is a little bit like Krishnaji said, kind of graduate into a certain dedication to being part of the 74,000. Your theory is that's 0.001% of the population has enlightened consciousness, then it's going to elevate the consciousness of the world. And that's what we really need to do, especially in these troubled times, as was reiterated in that dictation he gave to the youth, the change makers, and we can all become change makers. So without further ado, I wish you good night. Enjoy the rest of it, what's left, and be in a beautiful state.